This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend some quality time with me and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here, having had the same sort of Christmas we all have the day after, the week after. We kind of get sluggish, and I guess I would start with that, Jack. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor, a guts practitioner. Why is it that we all feel this lethargy after, you know, you go into the holiday season, Thanksgiving, and the day after that day is pretty lethargic, and then we have Christmas, and then we feel, oof, and then New Year's. Why? Why do we feel that way?
Well, we eat food to get energy, but it takes energy to get the energy out of the food that we eat, and when we overeat, which is very often the case, sometimes it takes more energy to get the food broken down than the energy that's released from it. You know, and I'm speaking in all seriousness that the digestive process
isn't double talk.
You're
not filling us with double talk.
Yeah, it's just the digestive process never calms down, and then when you throw a lot of processed carbohydrates in on top of it, the immune system begins to be a bit sluggish, and then you're around a lot of people that you may not have seen for months, if not last year or a year or two before, that bring in some exotic virus, bacterial elements that your immune system has to deal with. And it actually goes back to overeating, just overeating during that period of time, and the system just cannot catch up to itself.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the difference between a viral problem, viruses that get into your system, and a bacteria. A lot of people think they are the same. Bacteria causes one problem. Viruses cause another problem, but what is the difference? Do viruses not come from bacteria? I guess we can get down to the very root. Bacteria, for me, because of the farm and being around raw milk and trying to study and understand what it is that makes the milk usable or not usable, we have bacteria like Listeria and Salmonella and E. coli, but those are not connected to viruses. So is there something that's similar to that?
Yeah,
the bacteria,
well,
yeah.
A virus, you know, there's still debate out there as to whether a virus is a plant or an animal. And there are some viruses that definitely have characteristics of being an animal. There's other viruses that have plant-type characteristics to them. They do not, as a rule, they do not possess DNA, just as bacteria do. Bacteria are usually just one-celled or multi-celled little creatures that have a DNA that replicate themselves. The viruses, especially a retrovirus, ends up penetrating a cell wall, penetrating a cell wall and then turning, playing around with the RNA inside that cell wall and turn it into a virus factory that makes more viral elements, and then it's the byproducts of what the virus produces that ends up being so poisonous to the system.
Well,
and they're extremely small compared to a bacteria.
They are. And now, where do they come from? What's the derivation? What's the origin of a virus?
Well, there's another good series of debates that go on about that as well. There's something that's called pleomorphism. That's a kind of a big word, but it means certain kinds of life can change its appearance and its characteristics. And there are those who have done some research in this area that show that viruses can come and go in your bloodstream, changing into different kinds of life forms. Now, that may sound a little science fiction-y, but they're not really certain. They claim that viruses predate bacteria as far as the evolutionary scale is concerned.
Really?
Claim that some viruses appear on the Earth because of meteorites that survive to the surface of the Earth.
So the viruses and the bacteria come from other planets. You could make that argument.
Yeah, you probably could, locked up inside of a meteorite or a meteoroid that explodes on the surface and then releases that stuff. You know, it's wide open as far as the debates and the research go. And then again, when you track the dollars and you track the money and who's been getting paid for what research, that has an awful lot to predict ahead of time what that research is going to say. And, you know, you and I have talked about this for more than a decade. Even something as scientifically interesting as what is the origin of a virus? What's the origin of E. coli? What's the origin of pneumococcal virus that gives us pneumonia?
Yeah.
Even those things are locked into the trail of money and research, and the research pretty well indicates what the money behind it wanted it to say. Isn't that terrible?
That's confusing, I think, as well. Tell us what you're saying.
What I'm trying to say is, in a world that's dominated by cash flow, the cash pretty well predicts what the outcome of research is going to be. We have this little cartoon on the refrigerator in our kitchen.
Who paid for the study?
Exactly.
Right.
And so there's this little cartoon in our office, in our clinic. We have this refrigerator in the lunchroom. And there's a little cartoon on this guy. He's just jumping up. He's dressed in his research white robe or coat and jumps up. I found it. I found the cure for cancer. And the researcher next to him says, hey, what did you say? What did you say? And then in the third picture of the cartoon, it says, I found a reason to continue research looking into cancer. So, you know, it's just kind of poking fun at it, but
Money! Yes.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. And so back to the original question.
Yes.
You know, viruses affect the body differently than bacteria do. Antibiotics do not work on a virus because the outer shell of a virus is completely different than the outer cell wall of a bacteria. Viruses are extremely small compared to bacteria. Most viral elements have to have an electron microscope to see them. They're so small.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and during the infectious process, they have a different reaction inside the body. Usually, if you have a bacterial pneumonia, your body temperature is going to be anywhere from 103, 104, 105 degrees. If you have a viral pneumonia, you know, the temperature may hang around 100, 101, 101 and a half, because the immune system reacts to these entities a little differently from one another.
Why does bed rest become the way to fix it? Why is going to bed, but doctors say, go get plenty of rest. Why?
Well, because
your body's rested,
the energy consumption that's required. Your body, especially the liver, is doing one of we've identified over 600 functions that the liver performs. But it's primarily doing one of two things. It's either cleaning and purifying and filtering the blood, or it's digesting food that's in the digestive system, and it has a hard time doing both at the same time. Mm-hmm. So when we get sick and we're ill and we feel very tired because the energy in our system, the viruses, the bacteria will affect the cells differently. The cells may not be producing as much energy as they should. The ATP, the adenosine triphosphate, the gasoline of our systems may not be up to par like it should be. And so we go to bed to decrease the energy requirements for getting up and moving around and eating and all the other things so that energy can be concentrated on the immune system, the excretory system, to clean the body out, to strengthen our immune response and get over whatever infection is bothering us as quickly as we can. And remember, it's not the bug that makes us sick. The bacteria doesn't make us sick. The virus doesn't make us sick. It's our body's response Yep. The presence of these bugs. The body's attempt to kill them and to get rid of them uses these excretionary processes that appear as though the bug made us sick. No, it's our body that did it in response to the presence of the bug.
Well, it's not having... This is a great entree into talking about how to enhance your immune system, because with a weakened immune system, you're going to be susceptible to the viruses, the bacteria. I like to pride myself in very infrequently getting into trouble with viruses or bacteria because I have a strong immune system, and you can have one too. All you have to do is enhance with food. Jack loves to talk about this because it's all natural. It's all about food. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of about a dozen servings of fruits and about 13 or 14 different vegetables. They're all cooked or prepared, and then they're powdered and put into a capsule. You can open the capsule up and put it on your fruit as you're eating it, or you can put them on your veggies if you want to do it that way. One of each in the morning and one of each at night. There are two different capsules. 22 cents a piece is what they cost you when you're down to the nitty-gritty. Aren't you willing to spend 22 cents to increase your immune system, the balance in your immune system by 700%. That's what happens when you get onto this daily routine with Balance of Nature products at balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know that you heard this promotional announcement by using the code DJV. So you'll better your immune system. You're going to get a free month's supply by using that code, and you get some special discounts on other products that they have in their catalog. So this is the company that you want to be with, balanceofnature.com. You need this product in your life so you can have a stronger immune system, so you can ward off what Jack and I were just talking about. Viruses, bacteria, all kinds of things that are out there that you'll be susceptible to if you have a weak immune system. And it's
especially
not just things like that. There are other things. You know, cancer is caused by having a weakened immune system.
Well, that's it. That's the number one. The number one cause is that your body's you have in your immune system specialized cells called natural killer cells that are constantly on watch for aberrant mutated cells like cancer. Mm-hmm. Even they can be affected by our diets. So especially this time of year, the kind of thing that you're talking about here, Doug, with Balance of Nature, is probably even more important than in the summertime.
Balance of Nature doesn't claim to treat or cure any disease. Fruits and vegetables provide the vital chemistry your body needs to defend itself, repair itself, thus the enhancement of the immune system. So if you want to get a little bit more information, a little more guidance, you can do that. It's balanceofnature.com. The promo code is DJV. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
After the hour, Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. You can check the podcast every week that Jack does. We put it up at gooddayhealthshow.com, Dr. Ken Kronhaus's podcast, with important information from the previous week. So what we're talking about this week will be summarized in a podcast that will appear later this week at gooddayhealthshow.com. And that's not to be confused with a podcast that Jack and his wife Mary prepare through their website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. This week the podcast is entitled Forbidden Pearls of Wisdom. So where are we going with this?
Well, this is, I think, our third installment with Forbidden Pearls, and it's just all the little things that plague and bother us that have a very simple remedy that a lot of people are just forbidden to know about it because there's an industry out there that you would rather you use a drug for these tiny little problems.
All right, so seeing one here. I'm focusing down. You have you're tackling things like glandular health, cooking meat unhealthily, antibiotics, migraines, that sort of thing. You also take on sciatica.
Yeah.
So as this has been a problem of mine, I'm really interested in what the... I'm going to listen to this because I want to get the tips, but tease us a little with what we can find by listening to the Forbidden Pearls of Wisdom.
The first thing with sciatica is to get the spine in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually what is causing sciatica is a muscle or two, especially something called the piriformis muscle that's deep in your butt. And it surrounds the origins of the sciatic nerve that goes down the back of your leg down to your feet. And when that muscle is in spasm, it pinches that nerve. And I'm telling you, it can drive people insane.
I had it for a long time. I got some friends who have had it. If you ride horses, you fall off. You're liable to have the impact of sciatic being knocked around a little bit. So how do you get it back into...
Well, I'm going to see you in a month.
Yep.
And I'm going to take care of your spine in a month. But there are some supplements as well that help to relax muscles rather than going and getting a muscle relaxing drug that has some rather serious side effects for some people. There are some things that you can do that will help.
So let's say somebody, for new people that are listening to the program, Jack offers something called a symptom survey.
Yes.
Which goes with his, he's got a whole practice of concierge medicine there, and this is a way for you to find out what's going on in your body. You got to answer a lot of questions and then send them in, and his staff without charge will evaluate them and talk to you and tell you what's going on. So somebody comes to you with a problem of sciatica, and you come back to them with a way of using supplementation to calm down the nerve, because the nerve is raw. That's what's causing it to hurt as much, because it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it's under constant inflammation. And one thing you do not want to inflame is a nerve. And because their response is a little different than a bruise or a muscle pull or something like that, you put a nerve in spasm. And you're gonna be asking for somebody to do something serious for you because of the amount of pain that's involved. So what we do, and I have people who travel from out of state whenever they get a sciatic problem that reemerges, which may be once a year, once every 2 years, they come in and we take care of them. And getting the spine back in alignment allows that muscle to relax, but then we show them some stretching exercises that can be done to stretch that piriformis muscle and some supplements that lead to relaxation of muscles as well. And sciatica is usually, you know, a lot of surgeons will want to go right to surgery and start tearing out discs and fusing bones. And in some cases, you know, that's what's required. But in most cases, just some stretching exercises and a little bit of spinal alignment can take care of the problem in a matter of minutes to an hour or so.
Yeah, I've found that stretching between you and the physical therapist, and I get some acupuncture as well. All those things lead me to having a healthier sciatic. It's been a problem for me for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, maybe longer than that. And this year, I had a horrible beginning to the year on the farm. Sitting on a tractor was miserable. And then I started getting this physical therapy, and with the right supplementation and you adjusting my neck, it has fixed it. I haven't had a, knock on wood, I haven't had a problem with it for months and months and months. But this is something, at least you can get the basis for it in the Forbidden Pearls of Wisdom, this week's podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Health program, and our weekly appearance, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, who's a Nuka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife Mary put together quite a concierge, retreat. I don't know if that sounds accurate or not, but it is sort of a retreat from the normal medical experiences that people are having these days. So yeah. If you go to Jack's website, which is forbiddendoctor.com, you can see about how to sign up for the concierge medicine. You can find out how, if you fill out that symptom survey, you can get the individual particular attention of people that are there if it's something that's really obvious. You got lots of ideas, lots of specialty information, and so it certainly is worth your while.
Well, there's a lot of people that just can't do it by themselves, so we hold your hand. We walk you through it as far as you want to go. We start off with a symptom survey. Tell us what's going on. There's a lot of questions involved in the survey, most of which have no relevance to you. But there are those that, oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, this one is definitely me. And then we offer a free 30-minute consult as a follow-up. And then if you want to pursue it after that, fine. If not, we'll still be friends. We can stop it at that point. But it's a hand-holding all the way through because a lot of people simply run into a wall and they just, well, what do we do about this? Well, instead of running off to an Instacare and getting a sudden antibiotic prescription that probably has nothing to do with the problem,
yep.
There are other alternatives that can be done that will, you know, save your liver and save your kidneys in the long run.
One of the things, as we look at where we are now, end of December, beginning of January, people get on these diets. I was just reading something during the break at the bottom of the hour. This woman weighed 100 pounds more than she was supposed to, and she lost 100 pounds by doing a number of things going on, a weight-watching diet, exercise, and freezing her fat. I never heard of that before. What is that? What does it mean when you freeze your fat?
If you freeze it,
where does it go?
Well, I saw, when I was taking a shower this morning, I saw a commercial on TV where they show what they can do in one day.
About freezing your fat?
Very expensive.
So is this
procedure
something new? Where did this come from? I never heard of this before.
Well, I don't know if the thing I was watching this morning is necessarily freezing. It looked more like they're sucking it out through vacuum.
Yep.
And these other things that people will do because their eating is simply out of control.
Yeah.
And I understand
it's liposuction. What you're describing is
liposuction. Well, liposuction on a steroid level. And it shows a complete, change of the body's architecture that they claim they can do in one day's time.
Really?
And, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is the time of year that stuff really sells, and you're going to see more commercials coming up on TV in the next week or two regarding these procedures than you normally would see. Because people are inactive and they're sluggish and they know they got to do something, but they're not going to stop eating the carbs, which will have the same effect. It just takes a little bit longer, to lose the fat.
What? Stop eating the carbs, you lose the fat if you stop eating the carbs.
Well, that's where the fat comes from. Fat doesn't come from eating fat. It comes from eating sugar.
There's a site called, I'm just looking at it now here, I'm leaning over because I can't see the screen well. It's a site called Pop Sugar. And there's a sort of discussion debate going on there as to whether when this stuff is sucked out of your body or frozen and however they get it out, it goes away and doesn't come back again. But if you keep eating the same way, what's to keep it once they take it out? What's to keep it from coming back again?
Well, it'll be in other places. You only have a certain number of fat cells. When you get fat, you don't have more fat cells. The fat cells begin to be fatter. And so it's like someone who has an abdominoplasty, a tummy tuck.
Tummy tuck.
And the fat on the front of the abdomen there is taken out. If they continue the same thing to put belly fat on them, they're going to get fat on their thighs, fat on their arms, fat on their legs, their neck. But it's not new fat cells. The existing fat cells expand because they start holding more fat. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does, actually.
You have a certain number of fat cells. And anybody who's had a tummy tuck who knows that when the belly fat was removed, their arms got fatter or their thighs got fatter because the body has to put that fat somewhere. It doesn't create new fat cells. It just expands the existing cells, and they become bigger.
Huh. How about that, boys and girls, if you're thinking about that reality? So if you have your fat extracted from one place, it's going to find its way to another place.
Your body's not going to suddenly stop storing fat when you eat more than your energy requirements are.
Hmm.
So, and the interesting thing about it, you have breakfast this morning, and you're probably going to have lunch, and maybe because it's the holidays, you got something scheduled with friend or family somewhere else, and you know that at 1:30 or 2 o'clock, you're going to meet somewhere for a late brunch or whatever, but your body doesn't know that. And if you ate more for breakfast than your energy requirements at hand are looking for, your body will take that extra energy and put it into fat and store it because it doesn't know you're going to have another meal. You know you are, but the survival aspects inside your body does not. And if you take fat cells away from the tummy, or you take fat cells away from the thighs, or away from the neck, or wherever else you feel like it needs to be re-sculpted, it's going to put it somewhere else if your eating habits do not change.
Okay, so here's the takeaway from this last 3 or 4 minutes. If you're expecting that there's going to be some magic done, you can have the operation if you want. But what Jack is telling you is, if you don't change the way you eat, that stuff that you had extracted around your belly, maybe it won't come back there, but it'll come back in the form of fat in your breasts, maybe.
Yes,
or in
exactly.
your can. Or,
your
can. under your chin. If you don't want to have a double chin or whatever.
We have genetic patterns where our body lays down fat. And so depending on your genetic heritage, your body may put fat in your butt. It may put it in your thighs. Mm-hmm. It may put it throughout the entire
leg. But you can work it off. So the other side of that is, though, if you're in an exercise program,
that helps.
And
that
you're working helps. In those areas.
Yeah.
That would seem to me to help out. That it's. I think the stomach is the hardest place to exercise.
Well, the major thing you can do in losing weight, in losing fat, is to restrict the carbohydrates. Because the carbohydrates are just pure energy. And if your body is not getting energy from carbohydrates, it's got to get it from somewhere else, and it will get it from your stored fat. So when your energy demands are greater than what you're providing the body with, it will use itself as an energy source, and that's why people who go on the old Atkins-type stuff, and I'm not promoting Atkins, because I think there's other diets better than that, but it's still a low-carbohydrate diet. And when you go into that area, your body will use its fat for its energy source. And when you convert to fat as the major source of energy in your body as opposed to sugar, you don't have the highs and lows, you don't have the quivering, you don't get the headaches, you don't get the shakes if you don't get your afternoon M&Ms, and you get a smooth release of energy over a 24-hour period. And people who move into those areas, more into what's known as a keto type of thing, find out that the problems that have been plaguing them, the sicknesses, the diseases, the skin condition, long-standing infections just disappear. Because suddenly now the body has energy to take care of those problems instead of dealing with the over intake of carbohydrates.
All right, so now you know I have so much respect for Jack and Mary, all this clinical experience that they have, all the things that they have helped people with over the years. So if you want to take this journey with them, all you have to do, there are many pearls, many of the bits and pieces of knowledge that you hear Jack deliver here, you can get those expanded upon by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com, take the symptom survey. If you want to become one of the people involved in the concierge practice, that's up to you. But figure out your power is knowledge. What you know about what's going on in your body will help you take better care of it. If you don't know anything about it, if you're in oblivion when it comes to your body, you're your own worst enemy. If you're not paying attention to your body, you're very foolish. Very, very foolish. So you go through the system here. Jack is here to help out. It's his business, to be sure, but the things that are being done are not what you would find in the normal experience. And that's why I think you try it out. Again, it's ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of information there. And then there is a way for you to take advantage of the Long Life Energy Enzymes. That's a product that helps your gut for sure.
Oh, yes.
It is. I mean, there's something there that helps to stimulate the proper bacteria and also the enhancement of the immune system, all these things that we keep talking about. But you got to start with the fundamental nature, and that's why I call into Jack's office or going online to make an appointment or just take the symptom survey, then send it in and see where that leads you. That doesn't cost you anything. But I guarantee getting on the enzymes helps you. I take them every single day, four of them every day. And it's good when you add it to all the other things. Speaking of things that I take every day, what Jack and I were just talking about, Krill Omega 50 Plus. Krill Omega 50 Plus, the formula is ideal for active adults. It combines an ultra-pure fish oil with krill oil. Krill oil is a very important source of help for your arthritis if you've got it. They refer to the CoQ10 as being important for your mitochondria. I must admit, even though I think I know my body, I don't know what mitochondria or mito. There's two different kinds, right? Mitochondria and mitochondria.
Mitochondria are the energy powerhouses of the cell.
All right, so that would be affected by the CoQ10
that
is also in this product. So here's what you get. You get three things together in one. Purity's Krill Omega 10. The product that we're focused on is Krill Omega 50 Plus, and it combines this unit of fish oil for your cardiovascular health, for your brain, for your muscles, and also the krill oil for your joint cover. So you got arthritis, you should try a bottle of this and see what it makes you feel like. 800-355-1493. And this, don't kid yourself, arthritis affects people of all ages. 800-355-1493. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both of them. And it's free for the asking at 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and get your free bottle. Enhance your heart and your circulatory system and your joint comfort. by dialing 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
From the world of technology and the world of medicine, something that is a combo story that I find very interesting, and you ought to know more about it, so that's why I'll give you a couple of minutes of my knowledge on what happens when you play video games. If you are an obsessive when it comes to video games, it may make you crazy, literally as well as figuratively. According to some studies done by the World Health Organization, if you are onto video games, it could create a mental health disorder to the nth degree. The draft of this information that's going to be made public at the International Classification of Diseases meeting, gaming disorder, is on the list of the World Health Organization's mental health conditions and problems. The definition of the disorder is a, quote, persistent or recurrent behavior pattern of sufficient severity to result in significant impairment in personal, family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. The disorder is characterized by impaired control with increasing priority given to gaming and escalation, even though there are negative consequences from it. A spokesperson said the new entry on gaming disorders includes only a clinical description and not prevention or treatment options, which seems kind of stupid. Why don't you, if you identify a problem, then why the heck don't you give people a way to fix the problem? This is the problem with these, the UN and stuff. I mean, it's important to raise the concern, but then after you've raised the concern, tell people how to fix it. You don't present a problem. It's like the old, okay, fix the problem, not the blame. Here's the problem. Here's how to fix it. I'm big in that, and I wish these people would be too. But at least they're onto it, and maybe the fix is not to do it. Some food for thought. On Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, Jack Stockwell, the focus on the forbidden pearls of wisdom. We were talking about sciatica, but it tackles glandular health. When you say glandular health, you're talking about the lymph nodes, the things that you should stimulate now under your ears, your
groin. Well, we're talking about the thyroid. No, not just the lymph.
Yeah.
But the things that have a controlling effect upon the flow of lymph. Remember, lymph is your garbage removal system that's inside the body.
Right.
And it takes away the cellular debris. It takes away the products of cellular function, the byproducts that need to be taken to the liver or taken to the kidneys to be removed from the body. Mm-hmm. Glands have an awful lot to do with regulating that. We talk about that. We talk about overcooking meat. and why the longer you cook meat, especially beef or some other kind of meat like that, the more you cook it, the more you destroy its ability to repair protein inside your body. We talk about the overuse of antibiotics. You talk about easy cures for migraines, constipation, nice, things like that.
All right, all in Forbidden Pearls of Wisdom this week at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, time for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, is a paramount and very important place for you to go when you have the Yugga Buggas and the Oonga Boongas. And after the holidays or during the holidays, through the holidays, a lot of people overdo it, and they get tired and they get sick because they're exposed to virals, and whether it's bacteria or it's a bacteria. And what's the other? What am I lost through my thinking about this, Jack?
There's
bacteria, or you have
a virus.
Virus, that's right.
Or if there's some kind of a fungal thing going on, that
fungal.
Can also,
yes, that was what.
That
I
can bring some heavy duty stuff too.
Yep. Jack's going to talk with us about carbs and what they're doing to us. Carbs would be in the form of sugars and some other things that you're eating. What the potatoes and rice and that sort of thing, what are they doing to you? We'll talk about that in a moment. First, though, let's talk about another aspect of your health and well-being, and that's how well your circulatory system is working, how well you feel when you get up in the morning. Are you stiff and are you sore? If you are, you need Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Krill Omega 50 Plus has something in it for your heart. That's what the fish oil is. Your heart, your brain, getting the blood to your muscles, all that sort of good stuff. And then the krill oil will boost your joint comfort. And this all happens in a week. So you'll feel better guaranteed. That's why the folks at Purity Products are offering a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus to you. Just call 800-355-1493. They'll give you the bottle. you pay to get it shipped to you. A couple of bucks shipping. Claim your free bottle now, 800-355-1493. Jack will tell you this is superb for, as I said, your heart, your well-being that way, and your joint comfort and stiffness, soreness, a part of your daily life. Doesn't have to be. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, free bottle, 800-355-1493. All right, so in terms of the what we're focused on here with regard to what science says about carbs, the death rates are higher among carb eaters. What does that mean? Everybody's dying.
So well, it's a study that just came out of The Lancet, which is one of the oldest medical journals on the planet. It goes back to the 1700s. And they just were studying thousands of patients in the United Kingdom. And it's been ever since the 1970s, and we've talked about this here recently, the conspiracy that came out with the sugar industry trying to put the blame for weight gain and diabetes on everything else like this, on the fat that we were eating.
Yeah.
Now it's been exposed to the sugar. Well, The Lancet has done a long-term study, and when they talk about, well, the death rates were higher among carb eaters, and so they're saying, well, we should eat more fat now instead of all these carbs.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Mostly, what they're talking about...
Everybody is a carb eater.
What is processed.
Everybody eats carbs.
That's what I'm trying to define. They're talking about mostly processed carbohydrates. Now, at the end of the day, every carbohydrate you eat is going to be glucose in the bloodstream, and glucose is just blood sugar. So whether you're eating a broccoli salad or you're eating a bunch of donuts, at the end of the day, it's going to be glucose in the system. But with the broccoli, you've got fiber, you've got vitamins, you've got minerals, you have things that sustain life. With processed carbohydrates, anything that was in the original form that could stabilize your physiology and give you some health and vitality has been removed in order to obtain shelf life. And then they load it up with more forms of sugar. There's something like between 15 and 20 different names that the food labeling laws passed by Congress allow sugar to come under.
What
so
are they?
That, oh, well, it's, you know, sugar and glucose and high fructose corn syrup and various forms of maltodextrin and other kinds of dextrin and dextrose and maltose. The list goes on. And when you look at the label, if in these processed foods that they're talking about in the Lancet study, if you look at the label and you take every word in that label that means sugar, sugar would end up being the number one ingredient in the food that you're eating. And that's what the Lancet's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about salads.
Well,
they're not talking about
what to eat in place of it. What do we eat in place of these?
No, they're just indicating that we need more fats, like you just said with the krill oil, the essential fatty acids that you're going to find in krill oil. We need more of that in our diet and less processed carbohydrates because you're going to die sooner.
Processed foods kill you. I think that's the takeaway here. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner here at 59 past the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.